and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It is 6:07 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. Sylvia, what would you like first?
Let's do the good news.
You want the good news
first?
Let's
do the good news, yeah.
Okay. The Vegas Golden Knights went out and crushed last night. They beat the Winnipeg Jets here in Las Vegas and are now up in the series 2-1.
Flipped in, and now the Knights come the other way. It's a pass toward Marchessault. He gets to the puck, works in front. He scores! Jonathan Marchessault, another backhander, and the Knights lead 1-0. 35 seconds into game three.
Audio courtesy of the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. Here is goal number two.
Here's Halas centering out in front. Score! James Neal! The Knights answer right back. 2-1 Vegas.
I'm going to keep going because it's fun. Here's goal three.
Here's another 2-on-1. It's James Neal with Halla. Right side, a shot save. Puck around behind. Centering try. He scores!
And Dave, you got to play the most important goal from last night as well.
Are you talking about the fourth goal?
Yeah.
The final goal?
2.7 seconds left.
The reason
why it's the most important.
Because it hit the over?
Yeah. One of our friends was praying to the betting gods last night.
Yes, and he was rather happy that this one went in with 2.7 seconds left. But empty net, end of the game, ends up being a fourth goal that we didn't need.
No.
But it was pretty great for people to bet the over.
Stastny gets it deep. 12 seconds to go. Fleury behind his net. Sends it up the near glass. Jets can't keep the zone. It's down the ice with 7 seconds. There's no icing. The clock at 5 seconds. Puck behind. Wraparound score. Marchessault. 2 seconds left. And the Knights lead it 4-2.
Or maybe the worst if you bet the under.
Yeah.
The under.
Yeah. Depending on your perspective. But it was a really good game last night. Mm-hmm. So third period, they looked a little tired maybe, or maybe the Jets just really turned it on.
Winnipeg's a good team.
They are a good team. Either way, the Vegas Golden Knights were in a commanding lead throughout the entire game. They did tie it up early on for like 12 seconds, and the Vegas Golden Knights went up 2-1, and then they went up 3-1. And when it was 3-2, I was getting a little bit nervous in that third period.
Hey, guys. Hey.
But the reaction from some of the watch parties around town were explosive, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one last night from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. So next game is going to be tomorrow night right here in Las Vegas. If we win that one, up 3-1.
Oh, boy.
Woo.
That means things are good.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a guarantee because there have been comebacks, you know, in the conference finals when a team's been down 3-1. But it's very unlikely for that to happen if they do go up 3-1.
I'm confident now saying, after watching these last three games, that we're the better team.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think I 100% think we are. I think they're a very good team, but I think we edge them out.
Yep.
And I think the difference between that, because they've got a lot of really good players, is the amount of heart that is going into. Nobody else can match the Las Vegas Golden Knights in heart.
Yeah,
they just can't this year.
And it's very much like the story that we saw with the Philadelphia Eagles this past year in the NFL, where everyone was calling them the underdogs, and they really embraced that, and they were wearing all the dog masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this case, it's a bunch of misfits, and you'll actually see like the misfits shirts that are around town where, you know, it's a bunch of guys that had never played together before. Mm-hmm. This is unbelievable to take a group of guys from a bunch of different teams, stick them together, and think that it's going to be successful, but sure enough, it is, and the fact that we're now just a couple of games away from the Stanley Cup Finals is unreal.
Have you seen those golden misfits shirts?
I have. I like them. Yeah.
You know, there's a connection to us on those. Did you know that?
Really?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Our buddy Oscar, who designed our logo.
Oh, he made those shirts?
He's the one who designed the logo for the Golden Misfits as well.
That's awesome.
So we are directly responsible
100%
for somebody else's talent and skills.
Yes.
Because we also did business with him.
Yes. We paid him.
Cool.
Yes. We know him.
Yeah.
We exchange wrestling gifts on a regular basis.
So that's the good news. The bad news is the animals are getting smarter and they're trying to kill us. We talk about this on a weekly basis. There's always some story about the sharks getting smarter and hanging out, you know, messing with people. In this case, it was a bear.
A bear?
At a Pennsylvania home. It walked up and knocked on the door.
Well, it's polite at least.
I know. Not barging in.
Excuse me, madam. Would you happen to have any porridge?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I got an extra ticket to EDC. Who wants to join me? Huh? Just want to let you know, I like to party.
Message deleted.
I mean, I've never been to EDC.
Not
really. Not really my scene. Sylvia, are you interested? This gentleman apparently likes to partay, as he said.
I think the way he said it, it makes me want to.
Yeah.
Nothing sounds like more of a nightmare to me than going to EDC.
I know.
If I was 15 years younger.
Still.
Really?
And single.
Still.
I don't know.
No business there.
Oh, get out of here. If you're 21
years
old,
younger,
single.
No business there.
If you're 21 and single.
I kind of see Dave going. Even if he's 21 and single.
If I'm 21 and single, I'm going to anything. I will go to a Mozart recital to try to meet girls if I'm young and single.
There are a lot of scantily clad women there.
Yeah.
It's just like nothing but pasties.
Yeah.
And like there's like the tutus or whatever.
I would say that I was actually just having this conversation with our newest member of the X107.5 team the other day, Slater.
Yeah.
He's looking for a ticket.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, well, then there you go.
Yeah.
So if you want to go with somebody from X107.5 who really wants to go, he could be your date.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just calling in, see how you guys are doing. You guys ready for all the ravers this EDC weekend? I drive taxi, so I don't think I'm going to be driving them all the way from the strip to Speedway. Anyways, I just wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were on this festival. I mean, I've been to it plenty of times, but I'm the usual type that's like, you know, got bored of it, so I go to other things. But I just wanted to know what you guys think and how you guys are doing this morning. And, oh, yeah, can't wait to hear you guys stumble over your words again.
Message deleted.
That's bound to happen. Yeah, I didn't even think about it until he just mentioned that. Mm-hmm. It's always a disaster, the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
EDC weekend. But think about how bad it already is on the 15 because of all the construction. Going up to the Speedway, it is going to be a nightmare. There's going to be people stuck in cars for hours on end trying to get up there.
And they were already like stuck like in their cars for hours anyway.
When the roads were open and operating just fine, sure, yeah.
If I'm going to EDC, I need a chopper, man. I need
it. So, funny story about last year at EDC. Do you guys remember the story about my buddy Matt who was hanging out with a guy named Drew?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It ended up being Drew Carey.
Yeah.
He met this chick in New York. It had, you know, been a couple of months since they'd even talked. They just met through Bumble and never really met up when they were in New York. But he found out that she was coming to EDC. She's like, yeah, my friend Drew has got this VIP area, but you have to pretend like you're my gay best friend because there's no other guys allowed. And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. And then it ends up that Drew is taking two choppers out to EDC and has this VIP area, and it's Drew Carey from The Price is Right. And they just party all night with Drew Carey. And there's this VIP area at EDC. It's like the marquee VIP area that it's like elevated. And you can see the whole crowd and the performances and stuff. And there's couches up there. Well, Drew Carey has his own furry white couches imported every year for him and his friends to sit on, which is just so strange.
The last person that you would think that would enjoy EDC is Drew Carey.
He's worth $165 million. Why not?
The only other guy that was there in their group was Drew Carey's ex-wife's new husband.
Well, it seems like he's, you know,
as if
nice
the situation
guy.
Couldn't get it any more weird.
Whatever.
And then Matt was planning on riding back on the helicopter as well. And they booted him off of it because they were out of space. Yeah. Because a bunch of the people had wandered off throughout the course of the night. And so instead of getting two choppers, they were only at enough people to take one back. And it's like $4,000 a clip or some ridiculous price like that. It's like $3,000, $4,000, something like that to fly each direction.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we'll only take one helicopter back, but they're one person too heavy. And they're like, hey, Matt, got some bad news for you, buddy.
Is that why he dropped the dime on Drew Carey for rolling his balls off? Because I would.
Yeah, maybe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is Brent calling from Fresno. We call it Fresno because Fres Yes sounds stupid. Anyways, I heard your bit yesterday about Fresno being one of the most unhealthy places in America, and that's accurate. I'm almost 300 pounds, and I'm not very tall. Bye.
Message deleted.
And I'm not very tall. Like, if he was 6'7", you're like, all right, you know, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Don't worry, Brent, man. I'm almost 300 pounds, too, these days. It's an even year.
Are you really? 300? Really?
Well, I'm on the upper side. I'm closer to 300 than I am to 200. I'm at like 251, man.
Is this the heaviest you've ever been?
No. Okay. I've hit like 265 before. Yeah. So I still got 15 pounds.
That's right. Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting me? Word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So the big debate going around on the internet yesterday is whether or not you hear Laurel or Yanni whenever that clip is played. And Mahoney, you said you had a bit of crisis of character when you heard the original clip last night, right?
Yeah, I got into it with my girlfriend. We had a bit of a...
My wife and I had the same argument. Does your girlfriend hear Yanni?
Yeah, she did 100%.
My wife hears Yanni.
But then she heard Laurel on another clip that I played. And then she played a clip for me that she heard. And it said Yanni, and I'm like, okay, so I brought it into you this morning, and we played it when we were getting ready to start the show, and then I heard Laurel again. So I have heard both now.
Just real quick.
Laurel. Laurel.
So just to fully declare what the actual word is being said here, TMZ did some digging, and they found the guy that posted this audio originally on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
And they asked him where he got the audio from. And he said that he went to vocabulary.com and typed in the word Laurel.
Uh-huh.
And this is the automated version of the word Laurel being said. It's not Yanni.
I wonder if it works with like any other word.
Well, and that's the big conundrum, right?
Yeah.
Because this is the first time, I think, that we've ever heard anything like this. I mean, everyone remembers when the internet exploded because the blue and black or the gold and white dress and how people saw it in a different way, even though it was the exact same dress. This is the first time we've ever seen this with audio. He said that he recorded that, and then a friend of his came over and was listening to it for whatever reason, and they heard Yanni, and that's when the whole argument began.
Huh.
That's so weird. But
vocabulary.com typed in the word Laurel, and that was what was actually being said in the clip.
I was really hoping this was going to be a Yanni resurgence, man. I mean, who doesn't love them? Some sweet, sweet sounds of Yanni. I mean, we play him, I would say, probably more than any other morning show.
You know? Yanni? Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. When we get into, like the Craigslist Creep of the Week or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's interesting is that last night when we were doing this on the couch, my wife and I were listening to it. When the Golden Knights game was on in the background, because the pitch of what was going on the TV, she would then hear it a different way if the game was paused or not. So she would hear Laurel when the game was going on in the background, and she would hear Yanni when there was nothing else going on.
I was almost going to say that this, I think, was a CIA conspiracy, that there were two clips going around just to like distract us from some stuff. But after hearing the same clip, because I'm like, there's two distinct different sounds or two different clips, and people are just like, depending on whatever you got. But no, the same clip that I heard last night.
You can hear
this
both.
Morning. I've only heard Yanni like one time when my girlfriend played it off her phone.
It's funny, when you first played that clip for me today, it started to sound like Yanni at the beginning of it, but then it went to Laurel after that. Anyway, whatever, who cares?
Who cares?
I'm over
Let's move on.
Yes, that was a fun one day. See you later. Let's never talk about it again.
Though, feel free to buy Yanni's Greatest Hits. It is a fantastic compilation.
Mandarin Oriental here in Las Vegas is getting a facelift. It's changing names. As you probably heard, it has been sold. City Center Holdings sold the property for $214 million to an undisclosed buyer, and the management agreement will end later this summer. Hilton has confirmed that the Waldorf Astoria will assume full operation of the property when the property opens as the Waldorf Astoria Las Vegas. It will be the brand's first property in the market. It'll get a $50 million renovation that will accompany the change in ownership.
So I'm sure it's already a nice...
It's already beautiful.
Yeah, so another $50 million on top of that. I used to call that the Waldorf Historia, though.
Historia?
I didn't know. I was like, yeah, the Waldorf Historia. No, I'm really dumb. I'm obviously not rich.
Am I the only one that does not give a single damn about the royal wedding? I don't care at all.
Oh, I'm into it.
Are you?
Are they getting married to... it would be for like in the middle of the night for us, right?
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
And so it's happening on Saturday,
it's
right?
In the morning,
Oh, okay.
But we're 8 hours behind.
So it'd be like in the middle of the night. for us.
Eight hours off, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But I'm excited about it. I think Prince Harry has a connection to Las Vegas, Dave.
When he got naked over at the Wynn. When he got totally naked in the suite at the Wynn and was shooting pool nude, yeah. Who does that?
I mean, if you had that cue, wouldn't you?
But yeah, they're getting married this weekend, and all of the talk has been about Meghan Markle's dad and whether or not he's going to walk her down the aisle.
I think he's not going to.
He's not going to. Yeah, he had a heart attack. He's in the hospital.
Yeah, I guess like some rumors were saying that he was blaming his son for like penning that open letter to Harry, saying like
Meghan Markle has got a trashy ass family,
yes.
And I love it. Like, there's a bunch of people, extended family of hers, that she didn't invite to the wedding.
Hell yeah.
And they still showed up over in the UK.
Of course they did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're all butthurt that they didn't get invited to the wedding. And you just see them, like, walking through the Heathrow airport with carts full of luggage. And they just, like, they're all wearing, like, affliction shirts and just, like, trashy. Yeah, I mean,
not even affliction shirts.
Like the bootleg.
Like affliction the bootleg. Shirts.
Yeah, just awful.
Ass affliction.
It's way worse.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, yesterday we were talking about the guy that lost his mind on that flight from Seattle to Anchorage. Not a good flight to lose your mind on, I imagine, but a Seattle to Beijing flight, even worse, because that's like a 15-hour clip. A Florida man went berserk last July on a Seattle to Beijing flight, beating passengers and crew members with a wine bottle before being subdued, and he got sentenced on Tuesday to 2 years in prison. His lawyer, though, had a perfectly good excuse for it. The 24-year-old man was simply under the influence of marijuana psychosis.
Weed is so commonly known to set people off and make them fly into a violent rage and beat people with wine bottles.
He wanted to sleep on the overseas flight and ingested at least three edibles aboard the plane, suffered delusions, hallucinations, and marijuana-induced psychosis, his lawyer said. The prosecutors and judge said, yeah, but he still beat people with wine bottles before being subdued by the flight attendants.
Ian, you are our edible expert here.
Yeah, this guy's a lightweight.
Have you ever consumed too many edibles at one point in time?
No, I can't say I've ever...
Really?
No, crossed that threshold. Absolutely not. But I know my tolerance and I know my limits.
He did try to open the emergency exit as well on the flight and got the lever about halfway up on the door. So neat.
No, it just sounds like this dude is bat-ass crazy.
Yeah.
And is looking for any sort of excuse to try... Like, what are you doing, man?
A Florida woman pulled a gun on a Publix shopper. Yes.
Was he beating them with a mini bottle of wine?
Those little teeny ones?
The plastic ones?
Sir, just please stop.
Because then I would say, okay, 2 years might be a little much.
A Florida woman got upset because somebody cut her off in the shopping line at Publix.
Oh, that ain't cool.
It's not cool.
No.
Officers charged the 36-year-old, whose name is Jessica Mock, with aggravated assault, though, with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, after she confronted the woman outside in the parking lot. So the woman cuts her off. They have a little verbal altercation, and then they go out into the parking lot, and that's when Jessica's like, pulls a gun on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Pointed the handgun at the victim. They continued to scream at each other for a little while, and then they went their separate ways. But you can't pull a gun on somebody because they cut you off at the grocery store.
Yeah, and you can't just, like, walk away.
If they hit you in the heel, your Achilles, with their cart, yes. You could pull any sort of gun or weapon. Pull a mace.
Right.
A broadsword.
Sure.
Some nunchucks. Whatever.
Nunchucks.
You know, because that there is no bigger offense at a regular grocery store. It is multiplied times 10,000 at Costco because their carts are 10 times that big. And they've got the push carts.
Uh-huh.
If you hit somebody in the back of the ankle with a push cart,
instant death.
I'm fighting you right then and there. I don't care if you are an 85-year-old man who is retired. We're fighting right now, old man.
If somebody makes you mad in a store, this is how to handle things. This is the appropriate way to do it. A woman in Canada was so upset about something that happened at a Tim Hortons. I guess the employee did or didn't do what she wanted her to. And so this woman decided the best way to handle it was to drop her pants and take a slam right there on the floor. And then pick it up and start throwing it at the employees.
Like a gorilla?
She just took a poo right there on the floor and then picked it up and started throwing it.
Well,
like
Dave,
a gorilla.
Why would you want to touch it?
She did wipe, though.
She did.
And then she threw the napkin at the employees as well. There's video of this, but what better way to convey crappy service, Dave?
The incident occurred Monday at about 6:15 p.m., which seems a little too early for this to be happening.
I feel like children are present during that time.
Yeah.
She was, it looked like a yoga mom. That was the weirdest part of, I mean, but I guess you got Canada, so Canada's a whole nother story.
Oh, was she, like, attractive?
Who knows if she was or not. She was obviously crazy, but the thing that impressed me about this was, like, what I think about if I'm going to take care of business like that in the middle of a fast food restaurant, how would I go about doing that? And she just leans herself up, so, like, her legs are at a 45 degree angle, and her back's pushed up against, like, a wall, essentially, and just that's what does it, and just boom.
Would you say this was a premeditated crapping? Like, she planned out how she was going to do it?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a second degree number two.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So last night, the Vegas Golden Knights get the victory over the Winnipeg Jets here in Las Vegas, and the reaction at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. And keep in mind, this is a home game, so the whole stadium is full, and there's thousands of people at Toshiba Plaza. Every bar around town seemed to be packed. And then the downtown Las Vegas Event Center also had what looked like several thousand 4, people that were there, watching the game. Yeah, so this is the end of the game. Listen to the reaction from the people in downtown Vegas. To be experiencing sports history. I didn't think that this was going to happen, this sort of universal captivation, until the Raiders got to town, right? Because the NFL is so popular, and NHL, call it what you will, it's definitely a niche sport.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that like hockey, and then a lot of people are just totally comfortable saying, I don't like hockey
it's
at all.
It's the fourth major sport.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's an amazing sport that has come here, but I did not think that the amount of people that would rally behind this team and to see the beautiful season that they've had, none of us could have predicted this.
I think the reason why it's also really special, I mean, the Raiders coming to Vegas, it's really cool, but with the Vegas Knights, I think it's because it's brand new, and it's kind of like our baby.
And they're not supposed to be doing this well, but they are.
Yeah. And it's like they grew right here, and we saw them grow right before our eyes. So I think that's why it's so special.
And everything that happened around October 1 with the way that they responded to that, the city needed it at that time.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a wonderful way for our city to come together in another way. And is there anyone better than Marc-Andre Fleury? I mean, he's an incredible goalie, but if you watch the game last night, there was a point where there was a fight right by his net, and he just reaches over and goes, and gives the guy a wet willy. He gives the opposing player a wet willy while he's getting punched by one of our players. It was awesome. And they showed him the video after the game, and this is his reaction.
Marc-Andre, what made you tickle Wheeler there?
I did that? I don't know. I didn't think. I was just sitting there, and he was sitting there, and people were fighting. I was just trying to have a little smile by myself, and that was it.
And it's not even just
they were fighting, and I was just like, "Well, wet willy time."
You know, I'm not
right there.
Like that's a guy who loves what he does.
He's not malicious. He's obviously seen it all. He's like, "Yeah, yeah, you guys go ahead and punch each other, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm cool over here."
Yeah, he's like, "I'll be fine. I'm covered in pads."
So this it's not just that it's sweeping Las Vegas. Viewership on NBC is up 70% over where it was last year.
It's the best story in sports.
It is unbelievable. Right now, when it comes to over the playoffs, Las Vegas is currently number 4 in the entire country when it comes to viewership of hockey now.
And that includes all the other markets that have their teams in the finals and all the markets that have traditionally
New York,
huge
there's 20
followings.
Million people in New York.
Yes,
you know, we've got 2.5-ish. Maybe not quite that many yet.
Close.
We're working on it. A lot of people are moving here. Yeah. You know, they see the success story. But we had another, like, I'm reading at the Review Journal right now, another record-breaking game was Game 6 against the Sharks. You know, so
there was a guy that tweeted out yesterday. He said that when his plane landed in Las Vegas, the pilot said, "Welcome to Las Vegas, the home of the Vegas Golden Knights." And that's just so different from what it's always been here in Las Vegas, where it's like, "Welcome to Las Vegas."
Yeah.
You know, like the city has an identity beyond just what it's traditionally been known for. I love how we can continue to layer up and add great things to this city. We're never going to lose that foundation, that base of the best customer service and the entertainment capital of the world, but the fact that we can add things on top of that and other teams' fans can come to Las Vegas is unbelievable for them.
Here's the crazy thing. We are two wins away
from the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's two wins.
Insane. Two wins.
It's
crazy.
And it's not like it's two wins with one game left to go. You know, that'd be a different story. It's two games left with four games left to go. So, I'm not going to put any cart in front of a horse just yet, but things are looking good. And
Already mentally started planning for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Like, we got to take off some days of work.
We have to, right?
Like, the games go so late.
Worth it, man.
And I'm going to have to mortgage my house, get some tickets.
The tickets have gotten ridiculous. Do you see that? Like, a lot of the aftermarket tickets were selling for like $5,000 last night.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's and if we do go to the Stanley Cup, I can't imagine a market that more people would want to come to, you know?
Oh, it'd be huge. Yeah.
No,
sure.
Like, it's what, like, they're in Buffalo. Whatever.
Who cares?
Nobody wants. Winnipeg? Nobody.
Great.
Who wants, like, you know what? I'm living down, say I'm living somewhere in Florida.
Even like South Dakota. Like Tampa or Washington, D.C. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
Vegas, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All day. So congratulations, Vegas Golden Knights, getting it done again last night.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You accept this for us?
It's about to get weird. Dave and Mahoney present.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching your eyes.
So Ian has taken it upon himself to head over to an online forum where people look for love and to post some ads on behalf of myself and of you, Mahoney and Sylvia, and then also for Bossy Rossi. And he's gotten some responses for all of us. Isn't that nice? Aww. So if we happen to be looking for love, we know that there's hope out there for us.
Well, you know, I'm newly single. Maybe again, I'm looking for love.
He did not consult us on any of these write-ups, and so we're going to see how these go for us.
Okay.
Last time, I believe, my ad got taken down.
That's right.
Oh,
and he actually referenced that in your new ad.
Oh.
Would you like to start, Mahoney?
Sure. Why not?
So this is on Mahoney's behalf. It's titled One Last Time. I'm so sick of my post being taken down or people responding with just questions. Make your move, people. I'm trying to take this for the last time, because my last post talked about eating barbecue and it got taken down. What? A man can't talk about meat? Well, I'd love to meet up.
Is if it you think meat you're right up, for me. Like M-E-A-T?
No, up? No, it's meat.
Oh,
it's
too easy.
Because that should have been the title of it.
I don't take any BS, so I guess you can say I'm a bit of a dom. This post is not about bedroom talk. I'm looking for my yin to my yang. Someone who is somewhat submissive and likes name calling, while at the same time finds me and likes me and calls me attractive. It's not that tall of an order. I am very tall, kind of in shape, very successful. Explaining your response, why you made the decision to message me. What are you looking for? Let's chat.
Is this posted? Am I looking for a female? Am I looking for a male? Am I looking for an other?
He leaves it open-ended.
Yes, it is open-ended now. Actually, Craigslist takes those down very quickly.
If you're looking for a specific,
like any sort of stuff like that, and especially if I'm putting meat in there, that's going to get taken down real quick.
First response, hi, I am a woman looking for a man. Love to meet you. I love y'all, man. Very sexy to me. I love to talk dirty to T.O. Mm.
Ooh. To what?
Where's she talking dirty to?
I know.
Where's she going with that dirty talk?
Where's she going?
Next is, LOL, God, do I love a narcissist. Can't help it. I feel both jealous of and sorry for that one that falls into your lap. She's in for a delicious, hideous, and brief ride. Unless she's rich, then she's stuck. Good luck.
Oh.
What does having rich, rich have to do with anything?
She called you a narcissist.
Well, yeah, of course I am.
Was she dropping bars? Like, that's almost a rap,
right? Like poetry.
Yeah.
You wanna, do we have any hip-hop music beds that we can bust
that
up?
We can lay that too?
We can beatbox.
DJ Dave.
And this next one. I am as frustrated with the right talk, wrong responses to get my picks, and the time I see you, you could have been in me, and I mean you are in me, and in me, and telling me about it, and then you could do it all day, and I'm not going to get my ass in the complete submission to be owned by you, and you're going to get up anyway, anytime, anywhere, and you're going to be blank in my blank in my blank blank blank. Wow. Not playing. Get your ass up and own it now. You text me, damn it. I'm going to be the judge of how successful you are, and actually left her number.
Yes.
So you texted her?
Don't worry about it.
Can we call?
No.
No.
So good news, Mahoney. There is hope for you should you ever look for love in
were
all the wrong
any
places.
Punctuations in that last one?
It didn't
one?
Sound like it.
Nope.
I don't think I could, if I was a single man, I don't think I could go on a date with somebody who didn't punctuate correctly. Or at least
just
throw
run on
the,
on,
bit of a run-on, yeah.
Run
throw
on, sentence.
On the occasional comma and or period.
This is the write-up that Ian did for me. How very nice. It's titled, Help Me Find My Way. Oh. I'm a little lost lately. Can you help me find my way? I can't say I've ever tried this before, but I've heard good things. My eyes are too big for my face. It's literally my only flaw. Well, that and my deathly fear of spiders. Is that enough baggage for you? I'm looking for something chill. Maybe a day or two a week where we can meet up and vent about our day and maybe chat about House Hunters International. I'm up for anything. Let me tell you what I'm into. I'm middle-aged, but I have the endurance of a 20-year-old, if that tickles your fancy. Ever heard of corrosion of conformity? Well, maybe I can play some for you when we meet up. Tell me about yourself. I'd like to get to know you before I give you my time. It's very valuable to me. No names, please. I'd like to keep this anonymous. I'll give you a nickname when we meet up.
Ooh.
Some of the responses. Hi, I came across your ad, but I'm wondering if you're looking for a female or a male. No disrespect intended, but you probably should make that clear. I personally am a middle-aged gay man looking to meet a couple of young people that are very open-minded. Again, no disrespect intended, smiley face. Thank you, Mahoney.
Oh, boy.
This is Corrosion of Conformity, for those of you that don't know.
Clean my wounds. How is this song still somehow in the system?
Yeah.
When everything else has been deleted over the years by Fred. But we still got us some COC,
yes, we
babe.
Did. Yes, we did.
That's right. We could have a nice romantic walk down the park listening to some COC.
This next one is
actually
pretty...
if you say you like COC, I don't know. That might mean
is that code or something? Yeah. This next one here.
How does that spell out?
Is a bit of a warning. It just says Teresa Terry Tessa T has full blown AIDS and uses Craigslist to find new Johns to trick. Be careful. She is the devil. 5'3", 110 pounds, 42 to 47, black hair, sometimes dyes it blonde, half Asian, half Mexican, hangs out at Bargain Motel and the Dragon Motel, and sometimes Atomic Liquors. Be safe.
Well, I appreciate
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep good. An eye out for Teresa the devil.
Why didn't I get that lookout, man? What's up with that?
Why didn't you get that one?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
I don't
man.
Know.
He's looking out for you.
He's looking out for me. Yeah, it's the mutual love of Corrosion of Conformity. It must be. And this next one just says, good afternoon. Your post is very intriguing. Initially, it wasn't filled with slang, abbreviations, or emojis, and that alone says something. I have more flaws than you, but my eyes are properly sized.
I feel like Ian got it wrong about your eyes. He said your eyes are too big for your head. It's supposed to be too small for your head.
I was
that's
a little
what
bit
beady
confused.
Means, Ian.
My too eyes small. Are too small for my head?
That's what beady small? Means. Beady does not mean big.
Yeah,
beady means small.
Your small eyes.
You think I have small eyes?
I don't think you have small
well,
eyes. I have
you
small
a
eyes.
Beady eye bitch. That's what people on the text line
I
call
thought it was like a bug eyed bitch. Kind of like they're like sort of
really?
Protrude from my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
I always
beady
thought too.
Eyes. Beady eyes means like you have small
marked
eyes.
By having small, comma, glittering eyes, especially eyes that seem to gleam with malice. I don't know what
malice.
This word is. I don't know what these two words are. Avarice?
Avarice?
And lechery. Okay. I do know lechery. I do know lechery, but that's what beady eye means.
That is very accurate. This next one is for Sylvia. It says, will the shoe fit? Question mark.
Oh, boy.
I am the only female that honestly still posts on this site? Question mark. I've taken so many chances on people who have responded to me, only to be ghosted or severely disappointed. One person made me actually pay for our whole dinner. At least let's go half, dude. So here I am again, looking for companionship in a world that won't seem to give it to me. I've talked about my feet in my last post, and that was a mistake. Big and all, I'm a good person. I may not be what people call a classic beauty, but if you stare at me straight for 15 minutes, I promise you'll find something that you like. If not, that's okay. I'll still take what I can get.
What is she, a magic eye puzzle? You have to cross your eyes.
Did you just call me ugly?
Yes, that's precisely what he did.
What the hell, man?
And then he also added, no, I don't want your roses, so don't ask.
No.
The first response that you got, how many roses?
You tell them you don't want them, and they start offering.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other response of the two, I have no scars, tattoos, moles, warts, piercings, pimples, and I'm not going to be unclean for you ever. Excellent job of being odorless. Mm. My junk is the best described by my past. Long-term relationship partners as well. Perfect in every way. The size, the color, the contour, the stamina, and it's all cleaned up down
the
there.
The contour?
Yep.
Who describes their junk with the
I have no idea.
What does contour
number on your junk even mean?
I don't know.
And that's like how you describe a brand new, like the new model of a car. The contour is amazing.
Is it like, is it curvy? An hourglass shape?
All right. And I have one more to share with you. This one is for Bossy Rossi. It just says, maybe this one will work. Ever hear of short man syndrome? Well, this guy doesn't have it. I may be on the short side, but I must say that my height is the only thing that is short on me. Winky smiley face. I've not been in Las Vegas for that long, but I've already developed a community of close, personal, famous friends. Some of them being very famous. I'm not talking Mike Doria famous. I'm talking like famous, famous.
How dare he take a shot at Mike Doria?
I can't say it.
Doria.
But one of their names rhymes with Jared Beto. Ever heard of him?
Oh, my God.
I'm looking to extend the scope of my friendships. It can be tough on me some days having all these famous people around or even being around this community of people that adore me. So I'm just looking for someone to share the time with.
And this actually got a response.
No, no one responded.
Oh.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, boy. This is quite the story here. This is a golfer who did not play well. He is a professional golfer. And then he got into an altercation with his wife and his mom. And it was his mom and his wife that were fighting. And then he got caught up in the middle of it. His name is Lucas Glover. And the story broke about a day and a half ago. But now we have the 911 audio.
Oh, do we?
We sure do. Here we go.
911, what is your emergency?
I've been attacked by my mother-in-law.
How did she attack you?
Hello.
Hi, this is St. John's County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, hi. Well, I think we've got our lines crossed here. This is the most insane one of the bunch.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on there?
She's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all. My wife has gone crazy, so.
Okay, does she need fire rescue to come out there and look at her?
No, I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, love.
Okay. Well, we still have deputies that are coming out there just to make sure that everything is okay there. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
No, you cannot. She is in the house with my daughter, and when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me.
Okay, sir, but she dialed 911, so I need to speak with her so I can find out what's happening from her side.
Well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I answered her phone.
Hi there.
Hi, is this the person I was talking to originally?
Yeah.
Can I get your name?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Can I get your name, ma'am?
So, that went well.
What?
I would assume you need to talk to the male.
That would be me.
Because women, we don't allow them.
Women, they shouldn't even be voting.
Oh, no.
Much less talking in public to the deputies.
They allow them driving in Saudi Arabia now. What's going on?
Well, the story is that the wife is the one that got arrested because she did flip her stuff.
Yeah,
she got into a fight with his mom, and then she called 911 because she realized that she had attacked his mom and him, and then she thought she was going to
flip the script.
Exactly.
But oh, I see.
She was going to call the cops on them, even though she was the one responsible. So she ended up getting arrested for it. And apparently it all stemmed from him playing a bad round of golf.
And when you say a bad round of golf, it's probably a good round of golf for someone like me or Dave.
Sure.
He shot a 78.
That's pretty. That would be the best round of our lives.
Probably. And when definitely. I say probably, definitely. So, but on the Players Championship, that's a pretty poor round for any sort of professional.
Yeah.
It's what, six over at that point? We've seen worse. But his wife was saying, you need to start winning again. Otherwise, I'm going to take your kid from you.
Oof.
Like,
oh, wow.
Just crazy. Everybody involved in this whole ordeal, to me, because, you know, before this came out, it's like, okay, that sounds nuts, threatening to take somebody's kids away. But then when you hear that guy talk to the 911 operator, you're like,
to talk to me, the male.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Son of love it, mother, it's bleeped.
Robert is joining us from East Las Vegas. Robert, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for being on the show today. You've heard Bleep BS before?
You know, this is my first time.
Okay, no worries. It's a pretty simple game. So we have audio clips that have, you know, been circulating the news cycle for the past week or so. And a lot of times they're famous people. Like, for example, this first one is a clip of Rob Lowe. And all you're trying to do is figure out what he is talking about. Okay, so this is Rob Lowe. And you're trying to figure out what he gets on the road that he doesn't get at home. And there's some strategic bleeps that are placed throughout this. I'll give you multiple choices that you can go through after I've played the clip for you one time. If you need to hear it another time, no problem at all. Again, just like a lot of the games that we do here on the show. If you get three or more correct out of these five that I'm going to play for you, you win the tickets to go see Sum 41, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go with clip number one. This is Rob Lowe saying that he gets something on the road that he does not get at home.
I better on the road because I'm not with my wife. And it's just the people, it's the truth. I mean, I her enough to speak the truth. And what it is she's obsessed with till 5 and 6 in the morning. My on the road, mwah, love it.
So is Rob Lowe saying that he gets A, sex on the road that he doesn't get at home, B, a good night's sleep on the road that he does not get at home, or C, good food on the road that he does not get at home? Would you like to hear it one more time?
No, I think I'm going to say good sleep.
Good sleep is correct. Well done on the board with one.
Do you sleep better on the road?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got the
baby.
I have
a two-year-old, yeah. And she likes to interrupt my sleep in the middle of the night. Walk into the room. Kids are inconvenient.
Nah, I get great sleep at night, man. Love my bed.
All right. On to number two. This is a truck driver, and he's talking about an investment that he made. All right?
All right.
Here we go.
Just thought I'd for a little bit. Can only go so far, but when you're another person, you're adding something to the world, you know. It's an investment.
All right, so he's talking about an investment that he made. Did he A, buy a truck stop, B, invest in a new trucking company, or C, tip a waitress $2,000?
Oh, man.
You can hear it again if you'd like.
All right, let's hear it again.
Okay.
I just thought I'd for a little bit. You can only go so far, but when you're another person, you're adding something to the world, you know. It's an investment.
It's a tricky one. What's your guess?
You know, I want to go with the tipping.
Tipping. Correct.
Wow.
Really?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, he's talking about tipping a waitress $2,000. That's why he was doing an interview about it. So well done decoding that one. All right, on to this next one. This is Carrie Underwood, and she is talking about doing this in a special place. Carrie Underwood talking about doing something in a special place.
Sometimes you just do have to just it out.
I go to the bathroom.
I feel like people are telling me places that they I've heard closet, I've heard shower, I've heard bathroom.
What's yours?
I feel like my car, which I know people can still see you and they probably have seen me at like a stoplight or something and be like, what's this crazy lady over there?
Is Carrie Underwood talking about crying in a special place? Is she talking about singing in a special place? Or is she talking about dancing in a special place? You can win it right here.
Oh, man. I think all of those are plausible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say dancing.
Dancing is incorrect.
Aww. Is she talking about taking care of business?
No, she's talking about crying.
Why wasn't there a D on that?
Sometimes you just do have to just it out.
I go to the bathroom.
I feel like people are telling me places that they I've heard closet, I've heard shower, I've heard bathroom.
What's yours?
I feel like my car, which I know people can still see you and they probably have seen me at like a stoplight or something and be like, what's this crazy lady over there?
Who cries in their car?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
right. All right.
That's bizarre.
All right. It's two correct, one incorrect. On to the fourth one. This is a man dealing with an animal, and you're trying to figure out what type of animal that he was dealing with, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The firefighter said, it's your liability if you get you're responsible for any damages that happen to anything. I've had experience with them. I mean, I know it's illegal to just walk up to one at a pond and start it. I thought given the circumstances, the animal needed to be
What? What was he doing at that pond?
The man is talking about dealing with an animal. Was he talking about A, a koi fish, B, an alligator, or C, a snapping turtle?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with B.
B is alligator. For the win, alligator is correct.
be the guy who karate kicked the goose. I'm like, why would they interview that? The
karate
that
kick a goose?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. A couple weeks ago.
There's a guy practicing karate kicking geese in the head.
Should release that alligator on him.
But he was talking about handling alligators. One more time.
The firefighter said, "It's your liability if you get. You're responsible for any damages that happen to anything. I've had experience with them. I mean, I know it's illegal to just walk up to one at a pond and start it. I thought, given the circumstances, the animal needed to be
grabbing it is what he was saying. Grabbing it.
I mean,
couple of bleeps, and all of a sudden, your mind takes you to different places. Sum 41 live at Brooklyn Bowl at the Link Thursday, May 24th. So next Thursday, tickets are on sale now. Congratulations to you. You're going to the show for free. It is our 15th anniversary.
Thanks, guys.
Just imagine that alligator sitting there laying back, smoking a cigarette after you're done. Yeah.
We are just getting word.
I can't do this.
It's Top Stories.
So heads up for you, if you're on the 15 northbound and you finally get past all that mess of the construction, don't jam on the gas. There is a speed trap 15 northbound at Cheyenne. There's like 7 or 8 motorcycle cops up there that are popping people. So just be careful. Vegas Golden Knights, congratulations to them. Again, last night they got the win over Winnipeg. Jets came to town for the very first time in the Western Conference Finals, and they lost. Vegas Golden Knights were in control of that game. Made me a little nervous in the third period, but they managed to maintain their lead throughout the entire game. It was tied up for literally 12 seconds before the Vegas Golden Knights scored and once again took the lead. Sylvia, did you watch the game last night?
I didn't.
And?
We won.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like, I have legit, like, I'm not watching it at all. I'm not even near a TV. All right? I'm not near a TV.
What were you doing last night during the game? You don't remember what you did last night.
What did I do?
Nothing. Wow, single Sylvia is fun.
Wow.
No, I was doing stuff for the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I
was. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you're calling it these days? Okay.
What were you doing for the show? What kind of content were you gathering?
No, I was doing like the podcast.
Really?
The podcast that it got posted
7 o'clock at night.
Got posted at 8:30 last night, did it? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Kim Kardashian is being blasted for selling weight loss lollipops. Here's some more breaking news. If Kim Kardashian is selling you something on Instagram and you buy it, you're a moron. Unfortunately, there's a lot of stupid people out there. She posted a picture of herself on Instagram earlier this week, to share a post promoting lollipops that are supposed to suppress one's appetite.
Mm.
The post, which has now been deleted, prompted backlash from a lot of people accusing the reality star of promoting an item that didn't really work.
Shocking.
Well, duh.
Yeah. The active ingredient in the lollipops is supposedly supposed to repress appetites if it's in a different form and it is sold in some wellness stores. It's all garbage. If you buy anything from Kim Kardashian, you're doing life wrong.
The whole sisters do that that fat tea or whatever that's called.
The tummy tea.
Tummy tea. Stuff.
You know, I'll give you this. If you're buying their makeup, that's okay. Because their makeup, I will say, pretty good.
It's on point.
Oh, they,
you know,
really?
I mean, their makeup, not too bad.
I would not buy
but
it.
But anything else, no, I don't blame you. But like the contouring, the level of contouring that they do, as a man who has watched many contouring videos on the
What's going on here?
Why are you watching contouring videos?
I mean, how do you take somebody who looks like a goat and make them look like Kim Kardashian? That's what I want to know.
Like,
it's all in contouring. Yeah. It's all in contouring.
How do you even know what contouring is?
Dave, because I'm plugged into what the people are talking about these days.
People are not talking about contouring.
They are.
No,
I mean,
they were
a couple of years ago.
It's still a thing, man.
Mid-30-year-old men should not be into contouring videos.
Dave, I'm making my drag debut in about a month. That's all.
That is totally different. Congratulations. Okay. I will be there to support
Thank you.
If that is true, that is some hardcore contouring.
I gotta lose some weight. Gotta get into that little black dress.
Well, that's why you contour.
Or your ass will actually drag.
Yeah. That's why you contour, because you wanna make your face, you know, thin.
Uh-huh. So we know that house prices here in Las Vegas are going up and going up quickly. San Francisco, the Bay Area, it's ridiculous how much it costs to own a house there.
We've
right?
talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you gotta be rich to have a house there. We have friends who live in San Francisco and have very good jobs, and they have like a 2-bedroom apartment for $5,000 a month, and that's unbelievable.
They actually broke it down. So 23% of Bay Area households earned enough to buy the median priced house in the first quarter, compared with 21% in the fourth quarter of last year and 25% about a year ago. So in the San Francisco area, only 15% of households could afford a median-priced home. Isn't that ridiculous? So 15% of the people can actually afford to buy an average-priced house.
That doesn't even seem like it's should be average.
And when you're
right?
talking about
it's
an average,
only 15% can buy it. Yeah. Like if 50% could buy it, okay, that's an average house, right?
So the median price house averaged out at $1.6 million during the first quarter. A household would need to earn about $333,000 in annual income to buy a house in the Bay Area.
What's that breakdown per person?
Wow.
333?
Mm-hmm.
Divided
by... Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Math is hard.
What do you mean divided by... That's how much they have to make a year to buy a house.
Yeah, I'm dividing that by two. So $166,000 each between you and your wife or you and your husband.
You're assuming that there's two people that are making that kind of money.
Well, I'm saying one person making $333,000, you got to have a great job. You got to be hustling. Yeah. You're in the 1% at that point. You are literally in the 1% if you're making $333,000.
I mean, not like the 1% that you always hear about, not like the upper 1%, but technically.
It's the point one. They should really get more technical on that. It's like the 0.1%.
Yeah.
Because even if you are making, say, $333,000 a year, and
if you're making $333,000 a year in San Francisco, you're not rich.
No.
You're struggling to make payments on your house.
That's a median home. A $1.6 million house. Could you imagine a $1.6 million house here in Las Vegas?
It's beautiful.
Is a palace.
Yes.
Like,
you get a beautiful home for
$1.6. You're balling at $1.6 here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Median. So another reason why I love living.
It's great to live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, San Francisco doesn't have a hockey team that just won last night.
Ooh.
No. Actually, we beat them.
You know, San Jose Sharks. Sure, yeah.
You got a bootleg off of San Jose's team.
Ew.
Whooped your way.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Those words were very painful to me for many reasons.
Oh, yeah. It's troll time.
I am a troll.
Sometimes people say nice things to us. Last week, we were out at OBC and had a chance to interact with a lot of people that listen to the show and the station on a regular basis, and those people tend to be very nice.
Yes.
And it's always a pleasure hanging out with people that we don't always get to see on a daily basis. You know, when we go out and do anniversary party or OBC, something like that, it's really a great experience for us to be able to see people and say hello that listen to the radio show on a regular basis. And then there's also some people that aren't so nice to us. And that's okay, too. And that's where Troll Time came from.
Mm-hmm.
We like to share some of the things that are said to us, even when they're not glowing reviews of our morning show. Mahoney, would you like to go first today?
Sure. And this one comes to us this morning. I don't know what it has any reference to. But it says, Mahoney has a little baby D, spoiled brat, only child, bitch syndrome.
All right.
God dang.
I mean.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't feel like I've been complaining at all today.
Not much today. Sometimes
today.
You complain, but yeah.
I feel like I was in a good mood. I feel like, you know, the Golden Knights won. It's almost Friday.
Yeah.
Beer for breakfast is tomorrow. Woo. Like, things are good.
This one also came in today. I think it was maybe in reference to looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, Dave has turtle eyes.
Mm.
Which I don't think you have turtle eyes.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't see it.
They're bluer than turtles. Turtles don't typically have blue eyes.
That's true.
But the shape, you know, and placement could be somewhat turtle-ish.
Placement?
Yeah, like Ninja Turtle eyes.
Oh, let me.
Maybe he's saying you're like, you could be like the, you know, the fifth Ninja Turtle who, you know, doesn't get to go out on the missions.
Cartoon turtle.
He's like, no, Dave, you stay here.
Yeah.
You stay here.
Yeah.
All right, Sylvia, what do you got?
This is actually a phone call. So when I was covering for MJ, I answered one of the phones and all of they said was like, MJ. And I'm like, oh, no, it's Sylvia. Sylvia. Ew. And they hung up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I know. I'm like, did you want to hear a song? What
well,
you
maybe
do?
It was just a friend of hers.
I don't know. Why'd you ill?
Maybe it was a bill collector. Maybe if you think about it that way.
All right. Okay.
This one came in yesterday on the text line. It says, Dave, heard you and your wife are pregnant again. That's awesome. Just kidding. No one cares.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Hey, man.
He's wrong. I care.
Thank you.
I care too, kind of.
Wow.
You're going to be even busier. So that means you can't hang out with your boy. You're going to be smoking cigars all alone and just.
You know, every time that you come over to my house and we smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel bad because my daughter always wants to come outside and play. And so she's like standing because like, we'll generally do it in like a little courtyard area.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter's like standing at the window and she's like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, Dada! And so she's just crying while my wife is stuck inside with her. But I'm like, do I really want her out here while we're smoking cigars?
No, you don't want secondhand smoking.
No, yeah. So sorry, baby and wife. this will only take about an hour and a half.
Or two.
Yeah, maybe two.
We might have a couple scotches in there.
Yeah, I mean, we got to loosen up a little bit.
Just go down slowly.
Strategize about the show planning.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's the excuse I used last time. I'm like, we're just going to strategize about show content. And she's like, really? About what?
She's like, I've heard your show.
There is no strategy. There is no content.
What are you talking about?
You're reading mean text messages that people send you because you suck and you don't put any effort into it.
Well, you know, that's content.
Yeah, right? You got another one?
Speaking of mean text messages, sorry, Mahoney, my wife thinks you look like an awkward Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
I could see that.
I could see that.
I feel like I'm not the most Frankenstein-looking person in this building, but I could see where you would say that I could look like an awkward Frankenstein who might have let himself go.
What about this one? Mahoney sounds like Chet Buchanan, LOL.
What do you mean? I don't sound like... Our voices are completely different.
Yeah.
And or is he saying, like, our content is very similar?
I don't know. And this final one comes to us on Facebook. I don't know who they're talking to
from
the show because they don't specify. I assume it's Sylvia, though. It says, you fat boy, you here 4 hour, you go home.
I mean, I'm always hungry.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
We are just getting word.
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So yesterday it was all about Laurel or Yanni, right? There is a new one out today. I thought this was going to be a one-time thing and this would be it, right?
Can we stop this?
I would love to.
I'm over it.
I got to play it for you.
I'm over it, Dave.
All right. So do you hear Brainstorm or Green Needle? Two very different things, right? Just like Yanni and Laurel seem to be two different things. Brainstorm or Green Needle? Here we go.
I hear Green Storm.
I hear Brain Needle.
I hear Green Needle.
This one's even worse.
This one is worse. All right, one more time. I hear Green Needle now.
Well, I can hear Brain Needle.
I still hear Green Storm.
I can't hear Storm.
Like a green storm sounds like after I've drank a whole bunch of tequila and ate a bunch of guacamole too.
DB lowered a little bit here.
Okay, now I hear brainstorm.
Still sounds like green storm.
I heard brain needle. Damn it.
Now you hear brain needle?
Yes.
All right.
Let's just not do it. Can't even.
I'm over it. Like, okay. Our brains are stupid. You know, like, just stop it.
Let's move on to an important story about chainsaws.
This is important.
Harbor Freight Tools is recalling 1 million chainsaw due to an injury hazard. The company says that the power switch can malfunction and allow the chainsaw to continue operating after it's been moved to the off position.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, the one thing you can't do, chainsaw, is randomly just turn on or not turn off.
Right. That is what horror movies are made of, right?
Yeah.
Chainsaws with their own minds. This is also a pretty funny story. A 30-year-old named Michael Rotunda from New York lives at home with his parents. So he's 30, lives at home.
His Christina last name Mark. Rotunda?
Rotunda. Or Rotundo,
maybe? Doesn't that just sound like a fat guy?
Yeah.
If your last name's Rotunda, I'm sorry. I just immediately imagine that you are a very round-shaped person.
They have been trying to get him to move out. His parents have been trying to get him to leave.
Confirms.
They sent him a formal eviction letter back in February and then even offered him money to get out, but he won't. So they're taking him to court. The town court told them they need to go to the county Supreme Court to have it signed off on, to have their son removed from their house. So last week, they filed a petition with the county Supreme Court to make it happen. There's no word as to whether or not the son plans to fight the petition, but the fact that they have to get the law involved to kick him out.
Well, the fact that you have to go to court to kick your kid out of your house is insane. I could understand if they were like 17 years old and they were a menace and still technically they are still a ward of you, but the dude is 30 years old.
But I was wondering, like, does he have a job? Maybe he doesn't want to go look for one.
Doesn't matter. You're 30. Go.
Like, if your parents, like, if you want to live at home and you're 30 and your parents are cool with it, cool. But when they say, hey, Johnny Rotunda, get your fat ass out of our basement. It's time to go do something rather than play Fortnite all damn day. You go.
Sylvia is someone who's almost 30 and lives at home. Would your parents ever do this to you?
No, actually.
No? No. Do they want you there?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it just like the whole like, oh no, she's a girl and you know.
Protect you a little bit under the wing. Yeah. Until you have that man that comes along that's just right.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I can't do that. But I was looking at condos yesterday.
Were you really? You're thinking about moving out?
Oh yeah, I mean like I got pre-approved and everything.
Don't do it. Save your money.
Okay.
Why? Like you don't like your parents anymore?
Don't do that. I'm just kidding. Because that's what they did.
That's what they did?
Yeah, they're like.
They guilted you into staying?
And I'm like, no, don't do that. I gotta grow.
Is that what they said?
Jokingly, but like kind of not joking.
Kind of a dig.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's not that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But like I was looking at condos yesterday and like I found one that I like, but I want to keep looking at more. So
okay.
If I didn't have a girlfriend, I'd be living at home right now.
You lived at home until you were what?
26.
26?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I moved out a couple times over the years. I moved out when I was like 19 for a year or two, then moved back.
And then you always come back.
And then moved out when I was like 21 to 22, and then I moved here.
You always come back.
Then I moved here when I was like 22, and I was here for like 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, but it's been a good it's been 10 years.
Congratulations.
Been on my own for 10 years. I mean, my mom still has got access to my bank account.
Right, yeah.
Just in case, something comes up.
Something goes wrong. Yeah. She's like, why did you withdraw $800 at PT's on Thursday night? And you're like, don't worry about it, Mom.
$18.03, Dave.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, good morning. So listen to that personal ad segment you guys had earlier today, and I just gotta say, Ian is slowly becoming the MVP of the show, man. He always has the best intros, best background music. Keep up the good work, Ian. Whoop, whoop.
Message deleted.
Whoop, whoop to you as well, fam. And thank you very much.
Did you say that?
I love
why
that.
Are your Juggalo boyfriends calling in, man?
You are fired.
No, don't.
Hey, get out now. Hey.
No, leave him.
Get out of here. Don't look back. It hurts me.
But thank you. Woo, woo.
Shut up.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I just wanted to give a big thanks to Sylvia for not watching the Golden Knights game because we killed it. Also, Dave, you rock, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Wow.
I like that one.
I got was that a nice salute that I got there?
I think so.
Like he was tipping his cap or
a one horn salute.
I'll take it.
Leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney. What's making you mad today? What's really tapping your behind? Let us know.
Message deleted.
Please don't.
I feel like that's like an evil genius would ask someone before they kill them.
You know what's really chapping
what is
my ass?
Chapping your behind today?
Right now, having to put stuff together. Like, I just got a whole bunch of like patio furniture and stuff. So, like, we had to buy like a box to put the cushions in so they don't get like sun bleached.
So you do that? I've given up on the whole idea of when I buy patio furniture here in Las Vegas, I know it's disposable because I know that it's going to last for like maybe a summer or two, and then it's going to just be bleached to hell because it's just not worth the effort of every time you want to go outside and sit on it, you have to go to a separate container and take them all out and put them on the chairs. And then
I
when you're
handle
done,
that.
You have to go take them off and put them back. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy the cheap stuff and I'll let it get cooked.
I can handle that, but like putting this container, my girlfriend bought like a giant like container to store them in from Costco. And I kid you not, there's like 700 pieces. It's a box. Shouldn't you just be like a box? There don't need to be 96 screws and like 48 nuts to put this damn box
together. There
it's a
should
box.
Be six pieces. Four walls, a top and a bottom.
She
That's
paid
it.
$150 for this thing, and it wasn't put together. I'm like, it's a box. And I have to, like, and I'm like, I was like out there for like 4 hours last night trying to put this damn thing together. Cause you know, you look at the instructions and they're worse than the IKEA instructions. And you're just like, oh, this is
so your girlfriend's box is just frustrating.
Well, that's the story of my life.
Oh, please leave a message.
Don't know what to do. What are the instructions?
Hey guys, I know I'm too awesome for you to play my voicemail. Last or 2 weeks ago when Sylvia was on the hot seat, didn't she say she had a perfect 10? I think she owes it to her fans to release the picture so we know that her word is gold and she's not just lying. I mean, she may be sitting on a 2. She owes it to us as the fans to make sure she's sitting on a perfect 10. Nah, I mean, jelly bean.
Message deleted.
I was out during that. I was in Missouri.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Sylvia was talking about her...
I don't know.
Somebody asked her.
You're what? That could be so many things, Dave. I don't know what you...
And it's so long.
Her feet?
What did you do that with your finger? No, don't.
She said it was a perfect 10, and people don't believe her. Now they want a picture of it.
We don't. We have a hard, strong, fast rule that none of us release those sorts of photos.
We don't put pictures of our...
The only person who is allowed to pose semi-nude on this show is me.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yep.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, last night, the Vegas Golden Knights get the big win over the Winnipeg Jets here in Las Vegas. Do you guys like the pre-show that they do where the Vegas Golden Knight is standing there on the ice and they have, like, the Winnipeg Jets shooting stuff at him? You like that? Okay.
I think I saw
some people on social media saying how it was corny last night.
Dude, no. It's something that you're not going to get anywhere else. Our pomp and circumstance, our spectacle that we put on is unlike any other place. And I think it's uniquely Vegas, and I see people talking trash about that, and they're jealous. I was looking at, NBC posted a video of the team car, the Lamborghini. It says Golden Knights on it, and some players have been driving it to work over the last couple days, and they're like, why would they spend $300,000 on a car and not donate it to charity? Or, like, how tiny is their junk if they've got to have a car like that? It's like, God, you people are stupid and just so jealous.
What are they jealous of?
Flipped in, and now the Knights come the other way. It's a pass toward Marchessault. He gets to the puck, works in front. He scores! Jonathan Marchessault, another backhander, and the Knights lead 1-0. 35 seconds into game 3.
So they score the first goal 30 seconds in, and then this comes.
Here's Halas centering out in front. Score! James Neal! The Knights answer right back. 2-1 Vegas.
So they had tied it up one apiece, and then 12 seconds later, Neal scores, and then this.
Here's another 2-on-1. It's James Neal with Halla. Right side, a shot save. Puck around behind, centering, try to touch. He scores!
It's like music to my ears.
Tuck, 3-1 Knights.
The Vegas Golden Knights were playing some really good hockey last night, and one of the two goals for the Winnipeg Jets was just a freak goal. You saw that one that got deflected off of a stick and then off of the guy, the back of the guy's calf, and then it just trickled
in. You can't stop stuff like that, right. And those are bound to happen. But if you think about that, in the series with the Sharks or the series right now with the Jets, that's how a lot of their goals are getting scored, either by it's either goaltender interference or it's a freak shot that deflects four times.
That's impossible.
Nobody in the world, you know, like Fleury is probably that dude is so clutch right now. I think there was
a fight going on by his net last night, and he gave one of the players of the opposing team a wet willy when he wasn't looking.
The dude's having a blast. He's living his best life.
He is.
You know, for him.
He responded to that after the game. They asked him about it. He said this:
Marc-Andre, what made you tickle Wheeler there?
I did that? I don't know. I didn't think. I was just sitting there, and he was sitting there, and people were fighting. I was just trying to have a little smile by myself, and that was it.
He's such a likable guy.
So likable.
Yeah.
Just love it. You know, been a great ambassador for the team, for the city. You know, he's brand new, but, you know, I hope he's here for the long run, man.
Me too. So things are going really well for the Vegas Golden Knights. Not so well for old Lucas Glover. He is a golfer on the PGA Tour, and he did not have a good performance. And his wife, my guess is, based on the look of the mugshot, probably had a little bit too much to drink.
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit. She's got those crazy eyes, though.
She does have the crazy eyes.
If you are getting into a long-term relationship with somebody, that is the first thing you should, like, really look for, you know, because they don't lie. They are the windows to the soul, and that soul is crazy as hell.
In your single days, because this happened to me, there'd be, like, girls would be like, oh, you should, you know, meet my friend. She's really nice and this and that. And, like, you know, you see pictures on social media that they send to you. You can spot crazy eyes a mile
away. You can. It's unbelievable how accurate that is. Like, why is it when there's more whites to somebody's eyes and they're always, like, pegged completely open?
There's just a look in them as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
So, have you ever seen a girl with crazy eyes?
Not, like, up close.
Like, grab your phone right now.
Oh, are you?
And then
me?
Put it on camera, yeah, and then put talking, it on self-facing mode.
You can't even see my eyes; they're so small.
No, but Lucas Glover and his wife got into a fight. And she attacked his mom as well as him because he had a bad round of golf. And then she decided she was going to flip the script and call 911 on him and say that he started it. And this is that very awkward 911 call.
911, what is your emergency?
I've been attacked by my mother-in-law.
How did she attack you?
Hello?
Hi, this is St. John's County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, hi. Well, I think we've got our lines crossed here. This is the most insane one of the bunch.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on there?
She's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all. My wife has gone crazy, so.
Okay, does she need fire rescue to come out there and look at her?
No, I don't think anybody needs to come out here. Thank you, love.
Okay, well, we still have deputies that are coming out there just to make sure that everything is okay there. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
No, you cannot. She is in the house with my daughter. And when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That would be me.
Okay, sir, but she dialed 911, so I need to speak with her so I can find out what's happening from her side.
Well, she's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I answered her phone.
Hi there.
Hi, is this the person I was talking to originally?
Yeah.
Can I get your name?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Can I get your name, ma'am?
Click.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, the fact that that's out too is just so embarrassing.
I am seeing her mugshot, and she does.
I mean, she's hot.
She's hot,
but it definitely got the crazy eyes. I mean, if you're gonna fight your husband's mother, like if you were gonna throw down with your mother-in-law, that
never goes away unless you get a divorce. Like that
How
will
do you
last
come back
forever.
From that?
You don't.
Can't.
You don't. Yeah, it's terrible.
You want to? I know there's a lot of people out there who want to. Who would love to fight their father-in-law or their mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want that relationship to work.
People will always choose family over you. In the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Then they start, like, why is that? Like, you start, like, they start fighting somebody else, then they both start attacking you. Yeah. You ever see that?
Yeah.
They just team up. All of a sudden, it becomes a tag team match.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So a text message came in on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. And Sylvia, I noticed that you didn't respond to this one, and I'm curious as to why.
What?
It says, damn, Sylvia, how does a 40-year-old like you still live with her parents?
She's not 40, Dave. She's only 29.
Yeah. Jeez.
Does it ever get awkward?
Yes.
The most awkward thing that's happened in the past month living with your parents is what?
You know, taking care of business.
What kind of business?
Talking to, like, getting to know, like, other people, like, relationships and stuff. God, what are you thinking?
When I lived at home.
Sylvia.
I used to bring girls back to my parents' house.
Did you really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was 24, 25,
Would you sneak them in, or were your parents kind of like,
No. It was always late. My parents go to bed very early because they always get up. Like, my mom gets up at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., so she gets up real early in the morning, so they go to bed pretty early. So, you know, back in the day.
But you would try to sneak them in, so you'd wait till they went to bed, and then you'd say, come on over.
Well, I didn't wait till they went to bed. They went to bed, and since my schedule back in those days was like late night.
A little more fluid,
yeah, sure. Yeah. So I'd be out.
So you'd sneak some hussy in at like 3 o'clock in the morning,
or like the girl I was dating or something along those lines.
Like, how close was your room to where your parents were?
I would say the far end of this studio to the far end of that studio. I mean, it wasn't a long way.
Let's call it 20, 25 feet or so.
Yeah, it wasn't a football field. I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
So Did they ever comment on any of the activity going on?
I feel
on?
Like it just felt like it was like the wind blowing, you know? Something along those lines. They're like, oh, did we hear a bang? And then it was over. Wow, that was just one really short burst of wind.
It was just one really quick.
Huh.
Was that a tornado?
Dust devil.
Sylvia, would you ever consider bringing a boy home to your house with your parents there?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
So you would always go over to their place to?
Yeah.
You can't go to the girl's house.
Yeah.
I did that one time. One time.
Yeah.
And you like, because it's like, it's one thing when you know that, like, you know, my parents know that I'm a guy and, you know, boys will be boys and things like that. But right. You don't want to run into somebody like her dad.
Her dad.
Like, that's like, the fear.
If her parents have divorced 20 years ago or whatever,
yeah. And
it's just the single mom or whatever, that's way different. But, like, if you run into her dad or even her stepdad or a brother.
Oh, none of that.
Oh, God. It's all terrible.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. It was so cliche the one time back in Missouri that it happened to me. I go into the house and the guy is literally cleaning a gun. He didn't know I was coming over. He was just happened to be cleaning a gun, and I'm just like,
and you know that when he saw you come in, he was like, hell yeah, this worked out great. All right, Throwback Thursday continues. This is another one here where they said, I'll trade you guys another bad joke, dad joke for a ska song.
Oh, God, why?
No, let it
bad jokes, dad jokes are great.
Let that segment die.
No, it's the best. How can you let it die?
Because it's awful.
You're
awful.
No,
it's not.
It's dumb.
It's the greatest
thing. All right,
nobody wants to hear.
Sylvia, tell me if you like this.
Okay.
I used to really hate facial hair, but it grew on me.
That's cute. I like it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Text just came in. Sylvia, don't feel bad. A lot of us live with our parents. I don't think anyone's suggesting that you should feel bad. I mean,
if
my parents would allow it, I'd move in them right now.
No, I don't.
I'd say don't move out.
At 18 years old, boop, I got the boot. And that's what happens when you got four brothers and a sister. They're like, yeah, see you later.
See, I don't feel bad because I'm saving money. Mm-hmm. And then I don't feel pressured to, like, move right away. And,
right.
You know, I can take my time and, you know, go see condos or townhouses or whatever.
Yeah.
So
save all the money you can.
Dude, Seriously. It is expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, especially right
it
now.
Is pricey.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, I'm not feeling horrible about it.
You shouldn't.
No, I don't.
And your parents are very traditional Mexican, right, where they're like, we want you to have a husband and then move out into the...
And I'm like,
well,
I just went through a breakup, so I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. All right, secret
you
code
can get
word.
Like a, you know what you could do? Idea. If you want to make your parents happy and make some money on the side,
yeah. You
can marry somebody and give them a green card.
Ah.
Charge them for it. Fake wedding. Fake wedding. You're like, see, Mom, I'm married, and I've got some new side income coming in.
Pretty sure that's fraud, but
whatever.
I think that is fraud. Like, don't you, like...
That's definitely fraud.
No,
did you go to jail?
That is the definition of fraudulent activity, yes.
And I love that they give me money for marrying them.
If we order you a Russian bride, would you marry her?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Man?
You're like, Mom, Dad, I'd like to introduce you to my bride.
Girlfriend.
She's from Yugoslavia.
One of my friends married a Russian bride.
Really?
But she really loved him, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It went. So.
Wait. We got to talk about it. Hold on. Secret code word for this hour is the springtime stimulus is low. Text the word low to 72881. Hopefully you win $1,000 this hour.
So
now what?
One of my best friends back in St. Louis, a guy, I mean, like, I met him later on in life around when I was like 18, 19 years old. We were playing hockey together. And I had just moved to Las Vegas, and he calls me up and he's like, I'm getting married. And I'm like, I never didn't even know you were dating anybody. Like,
what? Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, cool. That's great. You know, so then all of a sudden he's married. And then like 4 or 5 months later, he calls me in a panic, and he apparently had left his email open at his house.
Uh-oh.
And was doing some like not so good things, and apparently he was afraid that his new wife was going to get on his computer and see the emails that he was sending through his Yahoo account.
Oh no.
Like, dude, what are you doing with a Yahoo account?
And what are you doing emailing stuff like that?
I mean, this is like 2003, 2004.
This is before social media really took off. All right.
But so like I go in there and he's like, you got to clean out these emails, delete this. And so I'm like, I go through and I'm like deleting stuff.
Oh, so he gave you the login.
He had me log in. And as I'm like going through and like deleting stuff for him, I'm like starting to see like these other weird emails. And I'm like, I have to.
You
look
at
it. I mean, like, I'm healed already.
You don't want to, but you're like, there's no way.
And then I find the chain of emails between him and his wife and how it was a literally a Russian mail order bride. And
so that's a real thing. You can actually.
I could not believe it. I always just thought that was something like.
It's sort of made up on the internet. Yeah. Like it had happened before and it became sort of a.
Like an urban legend. Yes. Yeah. But I'm like, this is a real thing. And yeah, she took half his money.
Oh my God.
Dang.
I mean,
and she
much.
Got the green card,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she does she still live here?
Yeah.
I don't talk
you
to
should,
her.
You should follow up, see what she's up to.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for Know the Show. It's brought to you by Living Spaces for an unbeatable selection of the latest styles at great values. Visit us at livingspaces.com to shop online or find a store near you. Here's today's question. Good luck.
Oh, with.
There we go.
Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
The level of they do is a man who has watched many videos on the
internet. What's going on here? What's
happening? Why are you watching videos?
I mean, like, how do you take somebody who looks like a goat and make them look like Kim Kardashian?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. So keep it clean. This is a family-friendly radio show. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. We promise you it's not anything too dirty, but what was being bleeped out there?
Dave and Mahoney.
The level of they do is a man who has watched many videos on the
what is going
internet.
On here? What's
Wait,
happening?
Why are you watching videos?
What videos was I watching?
702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer is going to get set up with a pair of tickets to go see Sum 41. Sum 41 is performing over at Brooklyn Bowl 1 week from today, May 24th. Tickets are on sale now. Sum 41 is celebrating their 15th anniversary tour at Brooklyn Bowl. Again, 1 week from today. Tickets and VIP bowling lanes are on sale now. BrooklynBowl.com. You can win some free tickets if you are the first one in with the correct answer. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, the correct answer is what kind of videos?
Contouring.
Yes, Sarah. The best around. Nothing's gonna
ever keep you down. You're the best around. Have you ever watched any contouring videos on the internet, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What
happened? I got sexy.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.